This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Zelensky was the hardest working man in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, making the rounds beginning with the U.S. Congress.
We spoke about a lot of different questions. We were happy that senators, the Congress, White House, really United States, of course, first of all, people of America really support us. We spoke, supported from the first days of full-scale war. And now together with us, and we spoke about everything, about support, about the situation on the battlefield, about our plans. I can't share with media all the details, but I think we had very strong dialogue with senators.
Zelensky came to Washington on a crosstown blitz that includes a meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon, President Joe Biden, and an address in the evening at the National Archives Museum. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp media holdings. Fox says he will become chairman emeritus of both corporations. His son Lachlan will control both companies. The 92-year-old Australian media magnate's creation of Fox News made him a force in American politics. He built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia. He moved to England and then the United States with the invention of Fox News and the purchases of both the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. The United States had 3.5 million residents who identify as Middle Eastern or North African. Venezuelans were the fastest growing Hispanic group last decade, and Chinese and Asian Indians were the two largest Asian population groups. That's according to the 2020 census's most detailed figures on race and ethnicity released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. The census determines political power and the distribution of federal funding. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's King Charles III and Queen Camilla have packed a lot in on their second day visiting France. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Charles began the day at the French Senate in Paris, where he was welcomed by a wave of applause. The king made a speech in which he praised the special relationship between the two countries. Quite simply, the United Kingdom will always be one of the closest allies and best friends of France. Charles and Camilla also visited a flower market named after his mother Elizabeth, where the couple also stopped to greet the crowds. They also visited Saint-Denis, north of Paris, where Camilla and France's First Lady played a quick round of table tennis. Finally, the King and French President Emmanuel Macron made an emotional stop in front of the fire-damaged Notre-Dame Cathedral. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kenya is marking 10 years since a group of Somali al-Shabaab militants attacked a major shopping mall in Nairobi, killing more than 60 people. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
One Saturday in 2013, four armed men from the al-Shabaab terror group stormed Westgate Mall, attacking shoppers and killing anyone on site. The attack was followed by a siege, wherein the attackers engaged security forces in a gun battle for days. In the end, 67 people were killed and more than 150 were injured. Kenyan security forces were criticized for how they handled the attack. A Nairobi-based security analyst says the mall attack has changed how Kenyan security forces deal with terror threats and attacks. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
A European Union report obtained by Reuters warns that by 2030, Europe could become as dependent on China for lithium-ion batteries and fuel cells as it was on Russian energy before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Here's VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Europe is taking steps to develop its own battery ecosystem, such as the European Battery Alliance, which tries to stimulate investment, research and development. France opened its first electric car battery factory in May.
The aim is not for there to be only battery factories. We need to control the whole value chain.
China is investing heavily in sourcing raw materials such as cobalt, lithium and manganese. Beijing opened a $300 million lithium processing plant in Zimbabwe in July. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged $200 million to help save lives of mothers and children during childbirth. The largest American philanthropic donor, it's throwing its weight around behind the issue during its annual Goalkeepers Conference on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The foundation pledged $100 million each to health product manufacturers Unitaid, UNFPA, and the UN Agency for Reproductive Health. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News. We'll be right back.